celebrating their 50th year. Country rock legends, Pure Prairie League.
How about it for John Fortoli, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Boy, what a theater you guys have here. And the mighty Wordalizer is a man of treat. The guy who let Randy sing and play it for a while, so.
Normally we are again in that song.
Thank you. Yeah.
So Vince was so taken by this young guy that he went right back to the hotel room and wrote this next song. It's a song by Scott Thompson. It's called A Lifetime of Nighttime.
Thank you.
a song that that we wrote that the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band recorded and had a huge near miss.
This is one of my particular favorite songs that we play. It's a pretty to make you cry.
Was a country boy's dream. Thank you.
Singers, past, present, and future, that would be Merle Haggard. Merle liked this song so much, you know, especially after he gave to the Upstate New York Home Growers Association Medical Division. All right.
He's got one of them big pointy hats in the whole piece.
All right, Mighty Father John.
And Brother Randy, give it up for Randy Harper on the Irish. He's out of work, Luis.
Let him have one.
Okay.
Here's a song that made us tens of bucks.
Broken heart, feelings of hope.
Just a word, it's a little small note at the end of that song. The lyrics aren't "I'm so short." People always laugh when I say that. I don't know.
They are now.
So now they're thinking.
The words.
It's the words. I mean, actually, if you think about it, "I'm so short" fits better than "I'm so short" because she's letting her hair down because he's so short.
That's a good song. Yeah. Just say.
Guys,
don't worry about it, man.
I got sweet things
I
you can call me when I play up from one way to honey, I'm a jazz man with the Sunland blues. Just off the creek in time to trickle stuff we don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are great. Country song. Every song that plays it.
Actually, country song is coming back into the repertoire. We've been working on a little different arrangement of it, and we'll have it out. This is only our second gig this summer, so we're working on new stuff, and new old stuff, and also new stuff. So, we'll take a couple new tunes later.
In the meantime.
Two. All right. This is for that guy that yelled back in the back who we had ejected forcibly. Right after he yelled at us.
Thank you.
RCA was changing their structure, and they decided that we should be more of a pop band instead of being the band who we are. And, you know, John Ford Coley, you know, says the same story in his book about how they, the record companies would demand what they wanted you to record and play. And so the first album we did with Vince was called Can't Hold Back. And it was, you know, we did our best. John Collins had retired at that time.
And we had David Sanborn playing sax with the band, and we were doing some pretty good music, and it still sounded like Pure Prairie League. Well, it was all okay until the album came out, and I got a box of them shipped to me in Los Angeles, and I didn't recognize the album. It wasn't our cover art. It was completely different. Our cowboy was a little bullseye on the side, and the name of the band was misspelled. Pure Prairie League. So I called my manager, and we jumped on a plane to New York and stormed into the president's desk. And you can't go in there. Yeah, watch this. So after I got done urinating on his day folder, I showed him the albums. I said, "What is this?" He says, "Oh, well, how do you like it? I think it's pretty good. I'm considering myself, you know, pretty much of an art maven, and I think I did a really good job on it." It's like, guess what? We quit. So needless to say, that last album for RCA got no promotion, got no single, and it sold probably maybe in the tens of copies. And however, it was a pretty decent album, you know, especially listening to it 20, 30 years later. So we're going to play even one song off of that one that we love to play. It's called Goodbye So Long.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mike, do you have to talk about that song? Mike Riley wrote that song.
Number 7. So it was a top 10 hit that once again made us exactly $0. But it was a top 10 hit. Go figure.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We, you know, it's been 50 years, and it's been a fun time for us and a long ride. We still write songs, and, you know, we've got another, I think we've got another album, CD, 8-track, cassette, download, upstream, midwife, something in there. So we're going to play a couple of new tunes that we've been working on. that'll be on that next record, which should probably be out sometime by Christmas of 2025. Out of Ivory. This one's called Modern Problems.
Thank you.
got another new one here for you. This song here, a lot of times when you hear a song, it might have been that some guys got together on Tuesday and decided to write one. This song, it was never supposed to be a song, actually. I about 10 years ago, sat down and wrote a letter to a friend of mine that I couldn't quite get delivered, but I had something to say to him. And I took it to lunch one day with a friend of mine from the Staple Brothers, Jimmy Fortune. And he read this letter and he said, "What are you doing, man, after we get done eating?" I said, "Nothing." He said, "Let's go to the house." So after going to the house, we wrote this song, I guess probably in about a half an hour. And I'd like to say that I spent a good part of my career while I'm in this band touring with Earl Thomas Conlon. You guys know who Earl is? He left us a couple of months ago, and this goes out to him. Oh, fine.
Thank you.
Well, back in the day, does anybody remember the day? Anybody remember what day it was? Anyway, back in the day, we toured for about 6 years, almost seven years with the Charlie Daniels Band, Marshall Tucker Band, The Outlaws, and Pure Prairie. And they tell us that we had a hell of a time on those tours. All of us. I'm not seeing anything in anybody's books because I think everybody's a little ashamed by our behavior. But that was when Vince was in the band, and this next song he wrote that we're going to play, and the Tucker Band used to like this song so much, they would jump up on their gear behind us and start playing along. Now, remember, this is back in the day, so everybody's like, and then so is the audience. So, you know, what we would think these days would be a train wreck, everybody said it sounded great, but once again, the jury's still out, and we're going to kind of leave that to your memories of it. So we'll dedicate this one to a good old Doug Gray and Marshall Tucker Band, because they're still out there doing it. We're going to play with them next month. And of course, we'll send this one out to Vince, because we all know he needs to know. Smith, and Dave Clark, Randy Harper, Scott Thompson, and Mike Bradley. We are still temporary lead. Expect to see everybody in church tomorrow morning, but just in case you guys don't make it, we're going to give you a little praising and singing, a little heaving and weaving and dealing here, right here, right now, at the John E. Mack Brown Junior Hospital Auditorium. We need you guys when we sing the chorus. And I raised my hand up to the place where we'd all like to go, but no, we probably won't. We need you to yell out as loud as you can, amen. Let's try it one time.
Amen.
I was thinking about getting out of the rest of you guys.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm making my rounds of the county churches. I'm a playing my guitar for free. It's war. It's 190. Shouts of God's glory.
Chicken picking gets also. All we want are endless skies. And every day, the 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 day, the
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We're supposed to play here at the end of March, and 3 days before, my leg blew up and started turning all kind of really weird colors, and I had to go into the hospital in New York and get operated on. So the Riviera Theater graciously granted us a stay and told us that they would have us back in the summertime. So we'd like to thank the Riviera staff. The Riviera Theater is really wonderful, and it's got a place to play, so we'd love to come back. so much for coming. We really appreciate it. Once again, big hand for John Ford Coley. This is how I felt. We'll be out there in about 2 minutes at the Santa Maria thing. This is all for a while. All right, thank you so much.